What on earth are those?
I'm thinking that is the wrong place of origin.
One of them is Grav Veronica. We need some weaponry.
You are risking me to run out to the car?
A little less sarcasm, and a lot more helping protect innocents from werelions would be appreciated.
I was thinking more like Lion Man from Flash Gordon.
A better analogy than Lion-O from the Thundercats.
What's with the two of you?
Listen, this is one of those situations when you either scream or laugh. Which would you prefer?
In that case, I agree with the Jeep. Lion Man is a much better descriptor.
Do you think the bartender has a shotgun behind you?
No, it's not that kind of place. Are those bar stools made out of wood?
Mr. Derek is correct. Rattan sticks?
Do you think they'll work?
The length will be off, but they will work in a pinch.
I think this qualifies as a pinch.
I will make adjustments to the stools.
And you thought we were talking weird. What's he doing?
I need you to get to the back door and start getting these people out of here.
That sounds great, except for one thing.
What's that?
These lion men are grabbing people left and right and dragging them into the portal.
I can see that. I'm going in after them, and Ajit is going to drive the rest of them back through.
You're going to do what?
We can't abandon those people, so I'm going to go get them back.
By yourself?
I'm not seeing a whole lot of other options.
Shouldn't you wait for the cops or something? You know, someone with guns?
There's no time. We don't know how long the portal's going to stay open.
Another great reason not to go. What if you get trapped on the other side?
Is that a hint of concern I'm hearing?
Of course. If you disappear, I'm sure to get fired.
More of that laughing instead of crying?
So, I get people outside while you and Ajit fight these things hand to claw.
With the help of those? Yeah.
Your steaks, Mr. Derek. That wood is old. Very strong, but very heavy. The scrimmer is based on speed and accuracy. Do not wear yourself out.
I remember, but thanks. Are you familiar with these creatures? Is there any advice you can give me?
I'm unfamiliar with this dimension. The only advice I can give is to return safely, Mr. Derek.
Make sure you're in one piece when I get back.
A request I look most forward to fulfilling. I'm going to make you an opening in the defenses.
Geist!
Yeah?
Be careful.
I'll do my best.
Okay, Fuzzball, I'm past the point of being scared and have entered the realm of pissed off. Let me go! That'll teach you to grab a woman when she doesn't want to be grabbed.
Looks like you don't need assistance after all.
Oh, don't take a well-placed kick as freedom. I'll take all the help I can get. Oh, you weren't exactly the first person I expected to see.
Should I go back?
Oh no, like I said, I'll take all the help I can get.
Yeah, so will I. Thanks for the help.
How did I help you?
Oh, you showed me that these buggers are susceptible to kicks to the groin. And if they're vulnerable there, there's a good chance they're vulnerable to these.
Hey, you're pretty good with those things.
I've had some practice.
Good, because whilst I was wrestling to get away from that beastie, 10 more got ahead of us with some other people from the bar.
Okay, I'll go get them. You head back to the portal before it closes.
I don't care how good you are with those things, it's still 10 against 1.
Do you know anything about martial arts or any type of unarmed combat?
You see these black boots?
Yeah.
They're made for more than walking. Given the chance, I'll cram them so far up a lion man's ass.
Okay, I get it. If there's one thing I've learned in the past couple of weeks, it's that there's no arguing with a woman who's made up her mind.
Then you're 3 steps ahead of most men I've met. Your girlfriend has trained you well.
She's not my girlfriend.
All the better. Let's go. alternate dimensions, monsters, all that type of stuff is real?
I can't say everything is real, but some of it is, yeah.
And this isn't some kind of weird fluke.
I've never met lionmen before, but no, this isn't the first time I've met up with inhuman creatures.
Well, that's a bit of a relief. How many times? I'm sorry, it sounded like you said once.
Yeah.
Okay, a little less relieved now.
Just remember, I gave you the chance to run for it.
That you did.
I'm going to try to pick them off one at a time. When they drop their prize, you get them to cover.
That's going to take a while.
I don't see any other option. You said to yourself, I can't take on all 10 of them at once.
How many do you think you can take?
Maybe about half of that.
Good. That's how many don't have hostages and are looking for.
What are you doing?
Yo, cat food breath! Over here!
Don't.
Get the others!
I'll give her credit. Gutsy. I just hope she knows what she's doing. Hey, you left the dance too soon. I guess that got your attention. Come on, drop them already. Run! Get out of here! Head back to the portal and don't look back!
Bye.
Go!
Thank you!
Now we can get down to real business. Wow, when your opponents don't speak, it makes the witty banter kind of hard to pull off. Okay, that one was too close. Okay, so it's been a while since I took on 5 opponents at once. Guess I'm getting a bit out of shape.
You beat 5 linemen to near unconsciousness, and you complain about being out of practice.
Finally, someone to talk to again. Where are the other 5?
Out in the jungle somewhere. I let them out there, then climbed a tree as they ran by.
That was quick.
I was highly motivated. Plus, I was a bit of a tomboy as a kid. The trick was doing it in high-heeled boots. But we should...
Get going. I agree.
Before they double back. After all, you're getting tired.
Let's just hope that the portal's still there when we get back. It's a nice place to visit.
Don't finish that cliche.
So he beat down 5 of those things with the legs off a broken stool.
Yeah, I wouldn't have believed it either. He's nothing like what the press makes him out to be.
I don't know. It's a different kind of trouble, but trouble still managed to find him, and by extension, me.
Are we gonna be okay?
I don't know. This isn't exactly the best of reputations to open the doors with.
I'm sorry for all of this, Mr. Wayne.
It's not like you brought those monsters into Rampage, my place.
True, but... I still feel somehow responsible for your problems. Is there anything I can do to help?
I'm not sure what can be done. As you know, once word gets out about this, no one's going to want to come here.
You may be surprised about that, Mr. Wayne. First of all, no one's really going to know what went on here tonight.
I have trouble believing that.
Even those that were here and witnessed it firsthand won't be certain of the facts in a few days. It's quite amazing how the mind will adapt the facts into a form that's easier for the psyche to deal with, and anyone that they will tell will either disbelieve outright or figure out that the teller is embellishing. What you need to do, what we need to do, is come up with a story to feed the media that's just crazy enough to be believed, but not as crazy as the truth.
If you'd like, I can help you out with that.
Yeah, she's good at Yeah. She'd be good at that.
And you really think people will buy it?
Once they have a believable story and word starts turning what happened here into an urban myth, you'll probably find yourself getting more business than ever before. People feed off things like that.
I've heard of places that have weirder stories than that being told about them. He's probably right.
Biggest obstacle that you'll have to overcome is the financial one, but I'm more than willing to help you out there too.
Actually, that won't be a problem at all. Before he left, Mr. Lynch was telling me about how he was looking into getting involved in the nightclub business, and that if I was ever looking for a partner, to give him a call.
Must be nice having two multi-millionaires vying for your attention.
Let him finish up business, and you might get half of the deal.
It's still your choice, but my offer stands.
I appreciate that, Mr. Geist. You've already done more than anyone could have expected of you. I can't think of anyone, anywhere, that would have charged into that situation like you did.
It's what I do.
Ah, that humble Mr. Derek asks in return is that his actions from this evening be kept in the strictest confidence.
No press?
No press.
He's not too fond of press.
Like I said, my offer stands, but I especially want the two of you to get in touch with me if anything like this, or generally suspicious, ever happens again. Here's my card, and I have my cell phone number written on the back. I want you to feel free to call me anytime, whether it's supernatural in nature or not. If I can, I'll come running to help out.
Thank you.
Only if something strange happens?
Maybe not only.
Here we go.
I'll leave you to work with Lindsay on a story to release to the press. I'm going to do a little bit of looking around to see if I can find anything of interest. You know, try to figure out why this might have happened.
If you figure it out, let me know so I can have it removed.
The key to a good story is in making it believable, but not too believable. If it's too believable, people are going to know that it's a cover story.
So, what caused this?
I do not know, Mr. Derek.
I understand that these portals open up in places...
Mr. Derek does not understand. I mean, I do not know why it happened. It should not have.
What do you mean? And drop the accent, we're alone.
I mean that this portal has defied the set rules of extra-dimensional portal formations.
There are rules?
Most certainly, yes.
What are they?
All over the globe, there are mystical ley lines. Places where the barriers between dimensions are weaker than in others. These locations are linked to specific alternate dimensions.
So when the portal in Eden Park opens, it only opens to the Troll dimension.
And the portals in Mexico only open to the Chupacabra dimension. Yes.
So what's the problem then? This fault line opens to the dimension of the Lion Men.
That is just it. There is no fault line in the Chicagoland area.
Come on, you can't possibly know where all the fault lines are.
Your grandfather has been active for many years, and we have been very thorough in our investigations. The closest natural fault line is in a wooded area in Rockford.
You said natural. Are there other ways for portals to open?
There is. There are ancient magics that could tear a hole through the barriers. But it is among the most unnatural of events, and takes an enormous amount of power. To think that someone with that much power at their disposal is in the modern world is truly a frightening concept.
Have you heard of any such people?
Not in this generation.
Now that it is closed, will the rip resurface?
Nature does not have a tolerance for disorder, and will often realign itself to ensure that balance is maintained.
So it won't reopen? Wayne and his club are safe?
It won't reopen, unless whatever or whoever caused it to open in the first place wills it. But the more often a barrier is ripped open, the more difficult it is for nature to bounce back.
Maybe we should stick around for a while then, make sure they're safe.
I don't think that would be wise.
Why?
Because I don't believe they were the intended victims of this opening. The probabilities of it opening in your presence are too great to ignore. I believe that you are the intended target. End timing states it is probably due to our investigation of the Wrath Hieroglyph.
You've been listening to The Adventures of Derek Geist, Episode 4, VIP RIP, starring, in order of appearance, Ryan Gilbert as Derek Geist, April Sadowski as Lindsay Caparelli, and Doug Seidlin as Ajit Singh. This presentation also featured Oscar Hopeful as Jeremy, Ken Halloran as Gillian Lynch, James C. Taylor as Mike Wayne, Louise Francis as Veronica, and Jim Caswell as the dance club attendee. Derek Geist is a production and property of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions. Copyright 2010. VIP RIP was written and mixed by Tim Caswell and edited by Andrea Gruner. Music was composed and produced by Jason Fetter. Dance Club music was composed and produced by Dutch Dance Connection. This has been a Twerps Online presentation.